Okay, I'm your moderator, so I get to squeeze into everybody else's time. So the one of the things that happened in 2013 in northwest North Dakota was a 20,000 barrel oil spill. It was a pipeline leak, and this caused obviously a lot of excitement in the area. This is not much longer after it happened. It was about 13 acres, but as new information came in, it grew to about 30 acres in disruption of size, and the site in itself got down to about 50 feet, big hole, and it was a glacial till, glacial outwash, so anything under pressure found that porous region and went where it wanted to. So the site is being remediated using thermal desorption, which is basically high temperature or medium-low temperature, 350 degrees C's for 8 to 10 minutes. North Dakota State got involved in this project because of the fact that the landowners wanted that soil back to agricultural productivity, and so therefore that's how we got involved. And currently, this was in June of 2015. You can see how the size has really, really expanded at that point. One of the things that we wanted to do from a remediation standpoint and a soil reclamation standpoint was to determine what is the criteria for growing crops again on this agricultural land. So the things that we had available to us was a new hole. This was actually an area where the oil had seeped under their boundary conditions already, and so it was excavated. And this is the site for our plots. And so what we had available to us was topsoil. This was the A horizon from that big hole. We had thermal desorbed soil, which had been treated. It was no longer contaminated. It went through the TDU. And we also wanted to look at if the soil in itself had any oil in it. So one thing to keep in mind as we build our plots is that the thermal desorbed soil and the last circle there, it's all subsoil. It's not topsoil. So it's has been dug up from depths down to about 50 feet. So our plot design was such that we have A horizon, we have TDU soil, we have stockpile soil, which is what has the oil in it, about 1,400 parts per million, and then we have blends of each of those on a one-to-one basis. And then on half of those, we added manure as well. So we have a very good design, we feel. Part of the reason is we need to have, if we're gonna have regulation developed, we want to make sure that we have sound data. So all the plots were built by the company doing the thermal desorption. They're 15 by 17 by about a meter deep. A lot of work went into this. This is an aerial view of April 2016. You can see the different colors, which is kind of interesting. The thermal desorbed soil has a little orange of a color to it. It doesn't probably be because it went through that burning process, and you can see the native in the top in the stockpile as well. So we wanted to make sure that we had uniform plots because if we're going to have regulation, we want to make sure that our data is sound. So we went ahead and went through and sampled we have a lot of samples from these plots. If we just look at soil organic carbon, when we have the A, and then we have our blends, again, those were one-to-one with the thermal desorbed soil and the stockpile soil. We see that our A horizon was about 2.3 at the 0 to 15. But if you look at the TD and the SP, which are the green and the blue, very, very low, and you would expect this from a subsoil environment. But if you look at the blends, they're almost perfectly 50-50, right? If you look at the blends, the organic carbon is almost exactly 50%. So if we take this to the next level and look at a depth function, again, the A horizon is the black circle. Again, uniform with depth down to 0.9 meters, and if you look at the TD blends and the stockpile blends, again, 50%. So in a poster on Wednesday, we can explore this a little bit more, but big uniform plots will yield big data, right? We have to keep our treatment differences greater than our variability. Good science, good data. see poster number 822 on Wednesday. And Samantha and Peter will follow this talk and build on this concept. So they will not be explaining the plot set up in their talks.